Welcome to In Defense of Humanity. This program is about helping people reawaken to the wonderful qualities of our own species while accepting and understanding that the current commercial legal structure, both government and business is built upon, is actively working to take control of most organic life forms on our planet. Restoring our unalienable rights and preserving our planet will require we the people to understand exactly what has happened and learn how to empower ourselves as living men and women. My name is Al Whitney. I'm the editor of the AntiCorruptionSociety.com website and Parents Against Mandatory Vaccines. Normally I co-host this program with Ingrid Castle of VacLib, but Ingrid is off tonight. Good news though, she'll be back next week. Well, I don't know how many of the listeners tuned in a couple weeks ago. We did a program about the Delphi technique, which was a creation of the RAND Corporation. Actually, it was a device of mind control or perception management. Tonight, we're going to take on another one of their horrible creations called the game theory. And listening to people talk about the game theory, it kind of surprises me because most people think that this is a valid scientific theory that is used appropriately to predict things, and it's anything but. Most people, especially people with military background, have been conditioned to believe in the game theory. I am always surprised how they quote it. I heard an attorney even quote, well, this such and such is going to happen, and this was based on a study that was done using the game theory. So tonight what I'd like to do is expose the game theory for the fraud that it is. And it is, again, it was a creation of the RAND Corporation in the 50s. They came up with this concept. And in actuality, it was the brainchild of a paranoid schizophrenic. For people who haven't seen a BBC series called The Trap that was done in 2007, you're going to love this show tonight because I have to recommend that. That was done by Adam Curtis in 2007. You can still get it free online. Some of the links the BBC has shut down, but I checked today, and in those links, there are other links that are available. The series was called The Trap. It was three programs. The first program was called FU Buddy, and that's the program we're going to refer to tonight, because what Adam Curtis did is he researched the game theory, and he did one whole program called The Trap, exposing how these computer-generated programs... we're having a break. Okay, we'll come back and talk about The Trap.
Earthquakes. earthquakes, hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
Recent events have shown just how vulnerable we are to deadly viruses, bacteria, and fungus. These diseases are all caused by infectious pathogens that often get the upper hand on conventional medical treatments. Now more than ever, there's a great need for a product that will help protect us. Look no further. Supernatural Silver can provide immune system support to help fight off these deadly pathogens. Supernatural Silver is a new and vastly improved type of silver solution that's safe and extremely effective against 143 types of bacteria, both forms of viruses, mold, and yeast. Supernatural Silver can be taken orally or used topically and can be used in a nebulizer or vaporizer for inhalation. With over 180 scientific studies by independent universities, hospitals, and research institutions, Supernatural Silver is a powerful weapon against disease. Go to supernaturalsilver.com and use the promo code SILVER2014 for 20% off your entire order. Give you and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology, all while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureFectFilters.com.
Hi, my name is David Merlin from TakeFromCaesar.us. Income is defined in the tax code. All property is a cost, including labor, according to statute. You're deprived of the provisions of Section 83 whenever you pay an income tax on your compensation. According to Section 83, only the excess over the amount paid is gross income. The government can't so much as provide an interpretation of Section 83 of its own. Get your paradigm shift and understanding today at TakeFromCaesar.us.
A bit of surprise. I think they've changed the schedule again, but we did just fine, and I'm sure we're going to get it together by the end of the program. We were talking about The Trap by BBC producer Adam Curtis. Wonderful, wonderful piece. I recommend highly. We will put a link up to this episode. For those who are new to the program, what we like to do, we mentioned many sources during the show, and we try to put links up on the anticorruptionsociety.com website. If you go to that page, you're going to see tabs at the top, and one of them is IDH program links. And if you click on that, you know, sometime tonight or early tomorrow morning, we'll post the links that we mentioned in tonight's program. Again, we're going to be talking about the RAND Corporation's creation called the Game Theory. For those who don't know much about the RAND Corporation, there's a wonderful book that was written by a RAND insider by the name of Alex Abella. And the name of the book is Soldiers of Reason. You can go and do a search on his name, and he has done several interviews and hear what he has to say, because like Carol Quigley, he was an insider. Carol Quigley was an insider with the Council on Foreign Relations, and he started to do research and made some pretty shocking discoveries when he looked into what the RAND Corporation was, the origin, and what their goals were, and the fact that they would do any research, never asking questions of was it a good idea as a think tank, someone would say, well, could you tell us how to do this? And they would come up with a way to accomplish the goal and never, ever question, according to Alex, whether that was a worthy goal of accomplishing. And that's why you see some pretty nasty stuff that was created by the RAND Corporation. But Adam Curtis in The Trap, in the first episode, did a great job exposing the fallacy of the game theory. Could we play the first audio clip of this show of, okay. How long will that be, do you think? Oh, okay, no problem. That's easy. In the first clip, we're going to talk about the creation of the game theory, also known as the rational choice theory. And the voice you're going to hear is that of Adam Curtis as he reveals his research. So the game theory is based on the concept of rational choice. And as you'll hear tonight, what they consider rational choice is reasonable, rational people will always make the decision to do that which benefits them alone, which is to their best advantage, not considering other factors such as integrity or other people involved. Basically, the rational choice theory says we're all selfish little creatures and we'll always do what's best for us in spite of the impact it has on others. So I just gave you the gist of why the game theory is bogus. That is not what human beings are all about. However, a mountainous amount of social engineering has been inflicted on all of our institutions ever since the 50s, the 60s, based on this bogus theory called the game theory, rational choice. And tonight you'll figure out why when people tell you, well, that's solid science, that's the game theory. Now, tonight you're going to figure out why, just like the Delphi technique, when you hear the term the game theory, you should roll your eyes and say, oh gosh, I wonder what they're up to now, because it is not solid science. It is a theory really based on using money to manipulate the population. And money has been used to manipulate the population, as we all know, ever since the bankers took over the monetary system in 1913. The scarcity of money is why they managed to get us to do so many things that are not in our best interest or not in the best interest of others. And I guess our clip is going to be ready soon. The first clip from The Trap, and the name of the episode was F blank 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 you buddy. And that's what you look for if you want to do a search online and watch the whole episode, which lasts, I think, 58 minutes. But we're only going to do clips from it. We're not going to do the whole 58 minutes. Okay, are you ready, Manny? Oh, okay. In 10 seconds, we get to hear our first clip. Play it when you're ready. Okay.
Okay, here we go.
Great.
About how this strange, paradoxical world came to be created. It begins in the dark and fresh
days
of the Cold War. And it will show how what we have today is a very narrow and peculiar idea of freedom. It was born out of the paranoia of that time. It is based on an image of human beings as selfish, isolated, and suspicious creatures who constantly monitor and strategize against each other. Films will show how politicians and scientists came to believe that this idea of human nature could be the basis of a new type of free society. But what none of them would realize was that within this dark and distrustful vision lay the seeds of a new and revolutionary system of social control. It would use the language of freedom, but in reality, it would come to entrap us and our leaders in a narrow and empty room. This is the heart of a giant glass-proof bunker 30 miles north of New York. Built in the late 50s, it housed the largest computer in the world, linked to a system of radars around the world, which constantly watched the Soviet Union. Every second, thousands of pieces of information poured into this room to be analyzed for signs of danger. The nuclear strategists who had designed this system knew they were dealing with a completely new type of conflict. Neither side could let it get out of control because of the terrifying consequences. So the strategists wanted to find a way of using the information to anticipate what the Soviets might be about to do. And to do this, they turned to a new idea called game theory. Game theory had been developed as a way of mathematically analyzing poker games. It looked at the game as a system where the players are locked together, each trying to work out what the other thinks they will do. From that, game theory showed rationally what the best moves were for each of the players.
This is a type of war that had never been fought before, and of course, as we all know, it would be so devastating that it's almost impossible to consider all of its consequences. They still wanted to say that there was a rational way to approach such a virtual war, and game theory seemed to offer that to them, that you could, in a sense, incorporate your enemy into your own thinking, that you could mathematically understand what your enemy would do to the point where you and your enemy will play the exact same set of strategies.
The Center for Developing Nuclear Strategy was a military think tank called the RAND Corporation. And the strategists at RAND used game theory to create mathematical models that predicted how the Soviets would behave in response to what they saw the Americans doing. Out of this came the fundamental structure of the nuclear age. Hundreds of missiles protected in silos underground. Fleets of bombers in the air 24 hours a day. Just as in a game, they were strategic moves to convince the Soviets that if they attacked, America would always have enough missiles to destroy them in return. And in the rules of this game, fear and self-interest stopped the Russians from attacking. And it created a stable equilibrium called the delicate balance of terror.
Nice shoot. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead, pull the trigger.
Doctors don't want you to know about iodine because it allows the body to heal itself quickly and permanently. Iodine Now is a complete powder formulation that will load iodine into the body with vitamin C for the best possible absorption. Iodine Now, available by the case and for protection from radiation, fluoride, chlorine, and bromine. including all heavy metals. We believe that this is the main element that humans need more than any other at this time. This formulation is infused with our bioactive aerobic rare earth nutrient powder that has a powerful negative charge that attracts positive toxins. Why not buy one product that does the job of 20 and saves you space, time, and money? Has a storage life of 100 years, all for about $18 a month. Call 888-910-4367 or visit hempusa.org. Call 888-910-4367. Bringing back the universal medicine for mankind. Iodine now, only at hempusa.org.
Dr. Joel Wong, author of the famous health lecture, Dead Doctors Don't Lie, presents his newest book, Epigenetics. Epigenetics is required reading for the very survival of Americans, and yes, all of humanity. Modern man has bet on the wrong horse to save them from disease and pestilence. The medical system has failed us fearfully. Join the health revolution. Buy Epigenetics today and receive a free membership to purchase all the products that Dr. Joel Wallach formulated at wholesale prices and receive a free CD of Dead Doctors Don't Lie. All this for only $25 plus shipping and handling. Call 888-311-4311. That's 888-311-4311. Again, that's just $25 plus shipping and handling, and you'll receive the new book, Epigenetics, a free membership, and a free CD of Dead Doctors Don't Lie. Call 888-311-4311. That's 888-311-4311.
Americans are reeling from Obamacare, higher prices, and an epidemic of policy lapses. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com has you covered. World-class medical and surgery at one of Asia's most modern hospitals. 300 doctors, surgeons, and dentists serving 300,000 patients a year. Fractions of U.S. prices. Friends or family forced to go out of pocket? Avoid bankruptcy. Tell them to run. Run like hell. Hit us up now. We'll show you how. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Has your dancing and romancing done gone away? Are you moaning and a-groaning from the stresses of the day? Are you reeling and appealing because a headache's on the way? Well, relax for just a moment. Stress relief is on the way. Of what am I speaking, you ask? The essential oils of long historic use, the wisdom of the ages, the health care of the ancients, frankincense, myrrh, hyssop, and hundreds of others too numerous to mention. What could be more appealing? Do you know that Young Living Essential Oils has an element of life that makes them extremely effective in body rejuvenation? This element is called vibration, and it works with body systems, not against them. The professionals at Divine Living Oils have tested and been so impressed with this product that we are using them to help others. And who are we? We are health professionals with many years' experience. Trust us, we have seen the good, the bad, and the ugly. Our motto? Because we care about you. Do your health and spirit a great favor. Call us at 304-542-4226. That's 304-542-4226. Again, that's 304-542-4226.
Did you know there are 3 million edible food plants on Earth, and none have the nutritional value of the hemp plant? HempUSA.org offers you hemp protein powder. It does not contain chemicals or THC, is non-GMO, and is 100% gluten-free. Hemp protein powder burns fat, builds muscle, contains 53% protein, and feeds the body the nutrients it needs. Call 888-910-4367 and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Only at HempUSA.org.
Dr. Joel Wallach, author of the famous health lecture, Dead Doctors Don't Lie, presents his newest book, Epigenetics. Epigenetics is required reading for the very survival of Americans, and yes, all of humanity. Modern man has bet on the wrong horse to save them from disease and pestilence. The medical system has failed us fearfully. Join the health revolution. Buy Epigenetics today and receive a free membership to purchase all the products that Dr. Joel Wallach formulated at wholesale prices and receive a free CD of Dead Doctors Don't Lie. All this for only $25 plus shipping and handling. Call 888-311-4311. That's 888-311-4311. Again, that's just $25 plus shipping and handling. And you'll receive the new book, Epigenetics, a free membership, and a free CD of Dead Doctors Don't Lie. Call 888-311-4311. That's 888-311-4311.
Americans are reeling from Obamacare, higher prices, and an epidemic of policy lapses. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com has you covered. World-class medical and surgery at one of Asia's most modern hospitals. 300 doctors, surgeons, and dentists serving 300,000 patients a year. Fractions of U.S. prices. Friends or family forced to go out of pocket? Avoid bankruptcy. Tell them to run. Run like hell. Hit us up now. We'll show you how. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
Nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead, pull the trigger.
Are we going back on the air? I guess we are. Apparently, I'm getting a Skype message from the RBN folks, producer, that there was an emergency in their office, and the individual who's working the board tonight was called away from the board, and so was unable to hear me, was unable to communicate with me, and that's where this confusion is going. I'm assuming because the music stopped and I'm back on air, I believe, that things may be under control now, and I just got a message that this clip that we're going to play from the trap will be ready in about a minute. And again, it explains how John Nash created game theory, and he calls it as rational choice. The rational choice theory. Apparently, the researchers discovered that if they cooperated with each other, results became unpredictable. However, if they competed with each other selfishly, the results became predictable. And if you're doing computer modeling, the one thing you want is results that are predictable. So can we play the clip now, Manny?
Just a second. 10 seconds.
Who are driven only by self-interest, constantly distrustful of those around them. And there was a mathematician at the Rand Corporation who would take this dark vision much further. He set out to show that one could create stability through suspicion and self-interest, not just in the Cold War, but in the whole of human society. He was the mathematical genius, John Nash. Nash was portrayed in the Hollywood film, Beautiful Mind, as a tortured hero. In reality, Nash was difficult and spiky. He was notorious at Rand for inventing a series of cruel games. The most famous he called Fuck You, Buddy, in which the only way to win was to ruthlessly betray your game partner. Nash took game theory and tried to apply it to all forms of human interaction. To do this, he made the fundamental assumption that all human behavior was exactly like that involved in the hostile, competitive world of the nuclear standard. That human beings constantly watched and monitored each other, and to get what they wanted, they would adjust their strategies to each other. In a series of equations for which he would win the Nobel Prize, Nash showed that a system driven by suspicion and selfishness did not have to lead to chaos. He proved that there could always be a point of equilibrium in which everyone's self-interest was perfectly balanced against each other.
The equilibrium which is used is that what I do is perfectly adjusted in relation to what you are doing. And what you're doing, or what any other person is doing, is perfectly adjusted to what I'm doing, or what all other people are doing. They're seeking separate optimization, just like poker players.
Is each player alone?
That's the idea, that they are alone, they're separate. Doing something that's very non-cooperative, but very selfish. And then what all of them do works together, and there's deriving from that there is a payoff to all the players. That is the equilibrium. But it's understood not to be a cooperative ideal.
But the stability, the equilibrium, would only happen if everyone involved behaved selfishly. Because if they cooperated, the result became unpredictable and dangerous. A famous game was developed at Rand to show that in any interaction, selfishness always led to a safer outcome. It was called the Prisoner's Dilemma. There are many versions, but all of them involve two players having to decide whether to trust or to betray each other. Imagine you have stolen the world's most valuable diamond. You have agreed to sell it to a dangerous gangster. He offers to meet you to exchange the diamond for the money. But you think he may kill you. So instead, you tell him you will take it to a remote field and hide it. While at the same time, he must go to another field hundreds of miles away and hide the money. Then you will call him, and each will tell the other the hiding place. But just as you are about to make the call, you realize you could betray him. You keep the diamond, and then you go and get the money, while the gangster searches fruitlessly in an empty field. But at the very same moment, you realize that he is probably thinking the same thing, that he could betray you. You have no way of predicting how the other person will behave. That is the dilemma. But what Nash's equation showed was that the rational choice was always to betray the other person. Because that way, at the worst, you got to keep the diamond. And at the best, you got both the diamond and the money. But if you trusted the other person, you ran the risk of losing everything, because he might betray you. It was called the sucker payoff. What the prisoner's dilemma expressed was the strange logic of the Cold War. The optimum solution, offering to get rid of all your weapons, provided the Russians did the same, could never happen, because you couldn't trust them not to cheat. So instead, you went for stability, created by a balance of dangerous weapons on both sides. What Nash had done was to turn that into a theory of how the whole of society worked. It had enormous implications for politics, because it proved that one could have a society based on individual freedom that wouldn't degenerate into chaos. But the price of that freedom would mean a world in which everyone would have to be suspicious and distrustful of their fellow human beings.
The Nash equilibrium is important because one of the great fears of politics is that self-interest would lead to utter chaos. And what the Nash equilibrium suggests is that a rational pursuit of self-interest, even in the face of implacable, hostile enemies, will lead to a kind of an order in which all players agree upon the strategies that they're playing, and that those strategies make sense to them. But at the same time, it's also paranoid because it's the idea of a human being sitting alone in a room, being able to totally reconstruct their opponent. Their opponent is totally implacable, totally hostile, and bent on their destruction.
But there was a small problem with Nash's equations. They didn't seem to correlate with how human beings actually behave towards each other in the real world. When the prisoner's dilemma game was tested out on the secretaries of the Rand Corporation, none of them played the rational strategy. Instead of betraying each other, they always trusted each other and decided to cooperate. And what no one realized was that John Nash himself was suffering from paranoid schizophrenia.
That says something, doesn't it? Why they would do social engineering based on a theory developed by a paranoid schizophrenic. And now it sort of explains why we have such corruption around us and why everyone seems to be distrustful, and why one professor that I met asked me, he said, you know, people don't trust you. And I said, why don't they trust you, me? And his answer was, because they don't get what your game is, you know, what's in it for you. Now, this gentleman was 66 years old. He was completely indoctrinated into this kind of thinking. In other words, I mean, he couldn't even imagine that people would do things for the benefit of society without thinking about their own selfish rewards. That is how far this has permeated our culture, which is really tragic. And a lot of people are going to have to recognize this and work really hard to turn it around. Computers can only predict us when we're predictable, and they're all set up to predict that nothing motivates us but money. So how do we screw up their plans? How do we stick spokes in their wheels? Not hard. It's easy once you understand the game theory and the rational choice theory, and that it has been put in place in all of our institutions. the way you screw up their plans and their computer programming and their modeling is merely with random acts of kindness, because that is, they are not describing what humans really are. What humans really are is we are kind, we are generous, we open the door for each other, we help people who have a flat tire, we help people when they drop things, we help people each and every day. And the more we do this, the more we continue every day to practice at least one random act of kindness, the more likely we are to defeat this insanity. Because random acts of kindness are very contagious. Smiles are contagious. We talked about that in our program in Defending Humanity. If you didn't get a chance to hear that program that Ingrid and I did, go back into the archives and look at January 31st, 2015, and you can listen to us talk about what humanity really is. What is the truth about us? We are not these suspicious, selfish creatures. And unfortunately, they're working hard to make us into those creatures with their social engineering so they can predict our behavior and they can manipulate and control us. Manny, can we hear the third clip? How long will it take to get that ready? Are you there? Manny? We may have lost Manny again. Well, folks, this truly is a bump and grind night here, isn't it? Not only do we have someone who's new at the board or rusty at the board, we have things going on in the studio that are completely unusual and more or less kind of an emergency. Okay, Manny's back. Manny, can we hear the third clip?
In the early 60s, Lang set up a psychiatric practice in Harley Street, in London. He offered radical new treatments for schizophrenia and quickly became a media celebrity. But his research into the causes of schizophrenia had convinced him that a much wider range of human problems were caused by the pressure cooker of family life. Lang decided to investigate how power and control were exercised within the world of normal families. And to do this, he would use the techniques of game theory. Lang had learned about game theory when he visited the Mental Research Institute in Palo Alto in California. A group of research scientists there were trying to use game theory as a way of analyzing human interaction. And Lang saw in this the perfect tool to dissect what went on between the members of families in Britain.
Lang used game theory in his analysis of families. He was concerned with games, not in the sense of fun, but games in the sense of people playing by rules, some of which were explicit and some of which they were unaware of and which, in a sense, were secret. He thought he'd uncovered a fresh way of looking at human relations, those secret games that people had. This was a way in which it could be subject to some sort of scientific investigation. It could be quantified. You could give people questionnaires. Oh, it was very much the application of game theory. That's exactly what it was.
Lang took 20 couples in Britain, and using a complex series of questionnaires, he analyzed how each of them saw the other moment by moment in their daily life, continually asking them what they secretly thought the other really intended. Following game theory, he then coded the responses and had them analyzed by computer. Out of that, Lang produced matrices which showed how, just as in the Cold War, couples used their everyday actions as strategies to control and manipulate each other. His conclusions were stark, that what were normally seen as acts of kindness and love were in reality weapons used selfishly to exert power and control. From this research, Lang argued that the modern family, far from being a caring, nurturing institution, was in reality a dark arena where people played continuous, selfish games with each other. Out of this struggle came stability in society, but a bleak and limited existence for all the individuals involved. Lang was radicalized by his findings. He believed that the struggle for power and control that he had uncovered in the family was inextricably linked with the struggle for power and control in the world. In a violent and corrupt society, the family had become a machine for controlling people. Lang believed that this was an objective reality revealed by his scientific methods, above all by game theory. But these very methods contained within them bleak, paranoid assumptions about what human beings were really like. Assumptions born out of the hostility of the Cold War. And what Lang was actually doing was helping spread these bleak, paranoid ideas into other areas of society. Into the very way we thought about ourselves and our relationships to each other.
Like, really, what was his childhood like that he would so quickly take to such a negative interpretation of family life? And however, he could not have justified his theory if he hadn't used computers and questionnaires. The whole game theory cannot function without computers and questionnaires. The idea is to gather data and code it and put it into a program to draw some kind of a conclusion. Now, any of you who've done databases and worked with computers, you understand two things, garbage in, garbage out. And the other thing is whoever is producing the results has the ability to eliminate information that doesn't fit the model they're trying to support. And we're off to a break.
Your money, what is it worth today? A $100 bill in 1913 is worth only $2 today. So now, your money is just about worthless, and the Fed will continue printing more and more of it. But what if you could turn it around, $1 at a time, and make your money worth more than it is now? How? By acquiring gold before your paper money is totally worthless. But how can you afford gold at today's prices? By buying it 1 gram at a time. And this is so important because gold is the future. For as little as $65, you can begin trading your almost worthless currency for something real, something you can hold. Carat bars, which keep their value, can be stored securely, and are easily accessible, just like a savings account, but a savings account backed by your gold. Carat Bars International, a savings account you can count on. For more information, please click on the Carat Bars banner ad at republicbroadcasting.org. Again, that's the Carat Bars banner ad at republicbroadcasting.org. And start saving now.
Americans are reeling from Obamacare, higher prices, and an epidemic of policy lapses. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com has you covered. World-class medical and surgery at one of Asia's most modern hospitals. 300 doctors, surgeons, and dentists serving 300,000 patients a year. Fractions of U.S. prices. Friends or family forced to go out of pocket? Avoid bankruptcy. Tell them to run. Run like hell. Hit us up now. We'll show you how. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here is what people are saying.
A year ago, I was realizing that I was in serious problems with my heart. You know, I had these chest pains and so on. I realized that I had to do something and quick. I didn't want to go the medical route. So I started in doing some investigating, and somebody told me about these heart drops. I got on the heart drops prescribed dosage. Within 2 weeks, I immediately started seeing the results. This is working. I'm going to stick with it. I can't deny the fact that when I got on the heart drops initially, there was immediate help, an immediate turnaround.
To get your Extendovite, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Did you know there are 3 million edible food plants on Earth, and none have the nutritional value of the hemp plant? HempUSA.org offers you hemp protein powder. It does not contain chemicals or THC, is non-GMO, and is 100% gluten-free. Hemp protein powder burns fat, builds muscle, contains 53% protein, and feeds the body the nutrients it needs. Call 888-910-4367 and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Only at HempUSA.org.
Talking about the Scottish psychiatrist R.D. Lang, when you watch this episode of The Trap, it also goes into explain what happened to the field of psychiatry and how the field of psychiatry also adapted the idea of questionnaires to determine what is normal and what is abnormal behavior. I mean, once the computers were put in place, any number of ways of manipulating data can be conjured up. We've seen it again and again and again. We saw it in ClimateGate, where they talked about what the computer modelers did, how they would leave information out that didn't suit them, didn't suit their purposes. So not only do they have the ability to put information in that may not even be real, and yet we're told all the time that this is science based on computers. When people tell you this is real science based on computers, it is my hopes that we all start to be suspicious of that. All you have to do is set up a database on your own and see how many ways it can be manipulated. And there are endless numbers of ways it can be manipulated, unless you go back and look at all the data and see that it was inputted correctly, and then review all the data and see that it was interpreted correctly, you can't have much faith in any of it, truthfully. That's what I figured out, and I've been a computer database person for a long time. So for those who are familiar with Silent Weapons of Quiet War, they list their inputs in that document, that 40-page document, the inputs that they put into their programs. And it's unbelievable what amount of information they collected on the American people. They even use your IRS tax forms, and they have been for many years. First of all, people need to understand that the IRS is a private arm of the Federal Reserve, and there's a wonderful expose on the IRS, and we'll put a link up to it. If you haven't seen it, it's well worth reading. It's called 31 Questions and Answers About the IRS. And this individual did a thorough investigation trying to figure out, you know, getting all the information he could about the IRS, including a Grace report that came out during Reagan's time. So you have to understand that when you file your taxes, they're not going to an official, quote, government body, a legitimate official government body. It's going to a private corporation located in Puerto Rico. And that is how the controllers were able to gather all this information about the American people. They gather it from any number of sources, including your tax returns. Okay, I don't know when the next break is going to come, since we just finished one. Let's see if we can put in the quick audio clip number 4, Manny? Are you there?
A group of right-wing economists in America now put forward a theory that they said explained why this was happening. At the heart of their idea was game theory. They said that the fundamental reality of life in society was one of millions of people continually watching and strategizing against each other, all seeking only their own advantage. An assumption had become a truth. The self-interested model of human behavior that had been developed in the Cold War to make the mathematical equations work have now been adopted by these economists as a fundamental truth about the reality of all human social interactions.